How true is your truth? Have theory induced blindness? How true is your truth? Do you or your teachers have theory induced blindness? The world is still flat as far as human behavior is concerned. This article is about the inner workings of a human. That if you get it wrong, the price you pay for the error is your life. Is a human like a faucet assembly? When it drips, you have to replace the whole thing. I energize my water in a 5-gallon, 20-liter, plastic containers with a spigot. The spigot is replaceable, but I am not strong enough to unscrew it. I have the replacement spigot. I bought it a year ago, but is still sitting on my kitchen counter. I still need to be mindful that the old spigot, which is just another word for faucet, still drips. Today I had a bright idea and asked myself if the problem is in the invisible part, inside the spigot. And lo and behold, I found out that unscrewing a part and replacing it, without having to remove the old spigot, does the trick perfectly. 20% of the assembly. You have to buy the whole high-price spigot, use a little part, but this makes it a 1-minute job. This is so much like medicine. Huge surgeries to fix a problem that you can completely fix with some exercise, or a 10 cents a day mineral supplement. Then I checked on the internet and no one sells just that one part, the tiny part that goes bad. This is my 4th big container. I have never been able to unscrew the old spigot. And I've never asked the inside question until today. No one wants you to know what is inside. The same thing happened with my bathtub/shower faucet that lost a tiny part that went down the drain. You can buy the faucet assembly, $100, plus the plumber to install it. The part that you can replace is just 10 cents. I am penetrating the invisible world. I just opened an email that touts some miracle supplement. In its ad copy it says, "Triple tested philosophy." This, philosophy that is untested and untrue, in every area of our lives and science, is what this article is about. Philosophy is just another word for theory. A theory of how something works. Or if it works at all. Gurus, teachers, shamans, rabbis. They all supposedly know how it works. What is the it? Reality. How life works. What makes A to go to B reliably. What makes things work, the important stuff. And, obviously, what works seemingly changes in huge jumps. Disruptive jumps. Remember the higher power I picked in 1988? Whatever works. Without sticking to theory, without sticking to what others say. Whatever works works. Doesn't it? That is my higher power. The really important thing to know is how to make yourself, your machine, do what you want it to do. Making your plane go where you want it to go is a lot easier than making you go where you want to go. You plan to do A, and do B and you are completely powerless about it. WTF. You say, but that doesn't change anything. You decide on a diet, then you do whatever you do. Rarely what you plan to do. You are distractible, attention-seeking, impulsive, irrational. You misbehave. Misbehave compared to what? You should ask. Compared to what you and everyone else expect you to do, given the current state of knowledge of humans. The current state of science, the current state of knowing you. The current state of official knowledge doesn't answer, doesn't even begin to answer the questions on how to make yourself do what you want yourself to do. So you can have a life worth living, a life you can enjoy and live powerfully. The word, powerful, means something really important, the speed and reliability of making things happen. Including making yourself do what you should do, so things happen. In another word, making your plane go where you want it to go, in wealth, health, love and fulfillment. Here is an example on love, real example, not theory. When the current official knowledge doesn't work, people try to put in tweaks. Tweaks that explain. But when it comes to you, it still doesn't work. The tweaks are plenty. But they are all based on faulty theory. A tweak won't change the faulty theory into truth. And the overall vibration of humanity, a very accurate expression of personal power, the ability to make things happen, the overall vibration of people on the planet is plummeting. It is plummeting, and it is plummeting fast. It has now sunk below 100. 7 years ago it was 130. Mostly because of the abundance of false information that is supposed to help you to make sense of your life, make sense of the changing world, make you successful, and happy, and healthy. The more information you have, the less you actually look for yourself, think for yourself, feel for yourself, trust yourself. And this increase of information is the case in every science that involves human decision-making. Health, wealth, love, and happiness. It may be also true in physics, or chemistry, but they are not the fields that I am trained in. So I'll just ignore those sciences. Let someone else write about them. Okay? The timing for this article isn't an accident. I am reading a book I stumbled upon and borrowed on my Kindle. The book Misbehaving is written by a Nobel Prize-winning economist, Richard Thaler. He is a behavioral economist. For centuries, economics was the science of human buying, selling, wealth, without considering real human behavior. When you looked at what economists said, it didn't explain human behavior, and its predictions were off, sometimes very off. In 1973, I was in an MBA program for architects and engineers. I failed my last exam, Communist Political Economics. Because it didn't make sense to me, it was not what I experienced in the world. And already then, 26 years old, I refused to spout the theory that felt to me faulty. The teacher failed me, and I never got my MBA. I was one tiny credit short. When these economists were right, they didn't know why they were right. Especially when their experience did not match the current knowledge, which we could call dogma, or if I want to be kind, I'll call it the current theory of how things work. Every human wants to be certain. Every human wants to be guided. Because being left to their own decision-making, they lack knowledge, they lack insight, they lack the big picture knowledge. And don't have time or energy to get that knowledge. They have less and less time or energy because the world is getting more complex. And this makes sense. You need people whose work, the way they make their living, is to think, experiment, look, so you don't have to. Or not that much. Division of labor. But if you look for longer than it should have, the religious view, what was written in the good book or in the scriptures passed for knowledge. After all, the creator of all of it should know how it works. And the book or the scriptures came from this creator. Supposedly. Obviously, being an atheist, I don't give any credence to this theory. Even then, in olden times, you had to have authority to say something, for people to believe you. You had to be ordained. If it isn't personal knowledge, if it isn't a PhD from a prestigious university, then it has to be divine accreditation, right? Channeling. Who the F? Esther Hicks is Abraham, and what authority does he have for us to consider that what he says is the truth? And he is the entity that speaks closest to what may work. 10% truth value. Because that is the fundamental question, does it work? Economics didn't work. The darn humans spoiled the most beautiful theory. Darn humans. Lol. He, Thaler, through long decades of considered, observed human behavior, humans misbehaving. His work was a sharp deviation from the official party line. The dogma, the knowledge that considered humans predictable machines. The other science, psychology, is another bastion of knowledge and lots of theories. And while the theories grow, humans themselves are becoming less and less powerful. The more they learn about how they should be, but aren't able to. In Thaler's book, I see my own work mirrored in spirit. I see that maybe there is light at the end of the tunnel. This dark tunnel of humans, going deeper and deeper into powerlessness. Psychology with its different levels of consciousness, especially the subconscious. The beliefs. The willpower, the self-control, the discipline, the selfish gene, the ego, the collective subconscious, the cognitive biases, the myriad of psychological phenomenon, that even when you know them all and know them intimately, your life still doesn't work. Most psychologists are an unhappy bunch. Ineffective. Much the same way as doctors. Medical doctors, if they follow their own teachings, die 20 years before lay people. A combination of untrue truths, and human nature that is defined in terms of psychology. Totally ineffective to make life better and more productive. And, of course, all the self-improvement bloggers, and self-appointed gurus, who did they learn from? The psychologists who don't know their asses from the hole in the ground? Who are stuck in an archaic theory. Ugh. If you listen to them, they make it sound so easy. But they have no idea about the inner workings of a human. The inner workings of a human that will direct the actions, good, bad or indifferent. Studying successful people without knowing the inner workings is like trying to make cheese by studying how cheese looks and tastes. What makes it taste like that? What makes it behave like that? I want it, but I have no idea what's inside. My work is to work with the inside. Work with the invisible. With the dynamic that ultimately decides for you what you will do, how your life will turn out, how much fun, love, fulfillment you'll get from what you end up doing. My experiences are very promising. The methodology is called immersion. Let me share a personal example of immersion. I grew up atheist. At age 34, I emigrated to Israel with the express desire to find out what it means to be Jewish, to see and feel my roots. I enrolled in an all-women yeshiva, a religious school. Yeshiva is a Jewish institution that focuses on the study of traditional religious texts, primarily the Talmud and the Torah. I had a full-time job, architecture, but every weekday from 6 p.m. to 11 p.m. I was at the yeshiva, taking classes. I started to wear frumpy clothing, observe the Shabbat, eat kosher, light candles, associate with religious people. Immersion. I decided that you cannot make a decision from the sidelines, or from the stands. You have to get into the water and swim. And allow it to be real. This went for almost a year, when at a Jewish philosophy class I got into a differences of opinion with the rabbi. Then, same evening, at a prayer class, I could not say those words. Not with any level of authenticity. And next day, Friday, I showed up for Shabbat dinner with a bunch of flowers I could not afford to buy on my meager salary. I was invited for Shabbat dinner at a religious house. They made me throw the flowers in the garbage bin, because putting it in water is considered work, it would make the flowers grow. And no work should be done on a Shabbat. I left that house crying. I touched every light switch in the hallway, took the elevator, and never looked back. I wasn't going to stay in anything that said that killing flowers is a good thing. Killing life for some rule. No. I could have never gotten to this conclusion without immersion. I had to feel it on my own skin, and had to go deep within me to find my own truth. The only truth that matters. And my truth was on the side of life. And the religious truth was on the side of some rule. Ugh. So how does immersion, as a methodology, work in real life? Because I don't need you to, don't want you to immerse yourself in all kinds of religions and cults. Not even diet cults. You can use your considerable sized brain to do thought experiments. Immersion is largely a thought experiment. Learn from other people's mistakes. Because learning from experience is expensive, and often deadly. When you read a book, fiction, non-fiction, you can immerse yourself, and not think about it, not compare it with what you know, not try to learn it, not have an opinion about it. Just immerse yourself in it, without resistance. It may take practice, but you can do it. Every single human can do it. When I say think this is what I mean. Trying it on, like a jacket in a store. Living in it for a little while, feeling it, seeing through it, giving yourself over. The same with Tai's 67 steps. People who argue, people who talk about it are not going to get anything out of it. They are like the fans in the stadium, know everything, criticize everything, no skin in the game. Immersion puts you in the position to play on the field, put skin in the game. It's a thought experiment, but the skin is still real skin. Your brain doesn't know reality from thought experiment. People can die of fright, just from immersion in the thought experiment. Your brain will get a workout and you'll have tree of life knowledge, instead of information. I watch movies that way. Immersing myself. The observer, the watcher aspect of your brain is not participating. Not in this, and not in anything. Its job is to stay on and watch. Turning it off makes you immerse and be lost maybe forever. Just ask some cult people who have come out. They had a tendency to have their observer, the pilot light, turned off. So no self remained. Even after coming out of a cult, their tendency is to enter another cult-like environment, thought process, or relationship, is alive and kicking. Self-trust is predicated on your observer being on and staying on. Some soul corrections have no self-trust. For example, the silent partner soul correction, and that is, maybe, because they have the observer turned off permanently, or maybe to cover up, even from themselves, that they are full of crap. After so many years of intensive work with so many people, I am starting to pick out the important and really active parts of the human, that deserve to have a name. The ones, psychology honors are now off that list. And the ones religion pushes, are mostly off that list too. Is what I am teaching useful for someone who just wants to have their life a little better? I don't know. Eating the way your DNA tells you to eat to get well, that will get your life a lot better. Also, drinking 2 glasses of energized water will keep your cells plump and out of scarcity and emergency. Being physically well removes a lot of the misbehaving. Most misbehaving is from standing on one foot. Being out of balance. I have 5,000 plus articles on this site. It tracks my path from immersion in landmark education, truth value, 7%, Kabbalah, truth value, 10%, Theta healing, truth value, 2%, the healing codes, truth value, 7%, peak potentials, truth value, 4%, different energy systems, truth value combined, 10%, the 67 steps, 10% truth value, and other disciplines and modalities. The sum total of the results, a new vocabulary, a whole new view of life. More predictable results. Still not very high, about 30%. The average course produces 1% results consistent with its promise. Not all of the low results are because of the low truth value. More because of the high untruth value, and because of what is lacking that would make the course work. The economic theories are false because they don't take human behavior, human foibles into consideration. Psychology is ineffective because they see the forest, but cannot name the trees. And of course their solutions cannot work. It is made up of parts that don't exist. What is the truth value of what I am teaching now, as we speak, because it will, predictably, go deeper and truer. The truth value, at present, is 80%.